I did have. You've got your back to the light, so I can't see your face. I did have fun doing the movie. It was wonderful. I was. I went out. I'm only in the last quarter of the movie when the BFG comes with Sophie. Ruby, Sophie comes to get help because, in her little girl's mind, the only person who can save them is the Queen. So they come, and I came in the last quarter, so I was only out there for just over a month, and they were all out there for 4 months. But I enjoyed playing the Queen immensely, and I loved working with Steven Spielberg, who is just the best.
Anything surprising about him that you didn't expect? We know he's the best, but anything that was surprising about working with him that you didn't expect?
Absolutely not. In fact, he was everything that a great director should be, which is very hands-on, gives very straightforward notes, tells you when it's wrong, tells you when it's right, and you know where you are. Mm. So he works very quickly. So it takes a long time because there's a lot of extra things, you know, with one person being 20 foot tall and us being... So it all has to... But there was no blue screen, green screen when we did our scenes. They were all in real sets. The Buckingham Palace and the big ballroom there was the dining room, but when he actually when we get on the floor and he works very quickly, partly because you're working with a small girl who'll get bored, and once you get bored you're not doing it, so you work quickly so you keep the energy going, and he's enormous energy.
What have you liked most from Steven Spielberg? He's made so many movies over the years. What have been some of your favorites?
Which ones have I liked? I liked Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I thought it was a wonderful movie. I liked Jaws. You can't like Schindler's List, but because of the subject matter, but I thought it was a brilliant film. And, of course, E.T. And the last one I saw was Bridge of Spies, which I enjoyed immensely.
A lot of people have been comparing the BFG with E.T. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think it's very different. This is Stephen has done an extraordinary thing because the BFG is a very British story. It's Roald Dahl, who has a very British take on things. So he has made a sort of fairy tale, which is I recognise it as being very English. Its whole sort of feeling and temperament and time it takes to tell. But as far as it's being like the E.T., it's just a wonderful story, very well told, which is, with BFG you get one great story writer meeting one great film storyteller. Mm. And when you get the mixture of the two, and they really do work well, and I have to say that one of the heroines of this was poor Melissa Matheson, who wrote the script, and she did write E.T. as well. But she keeps very closely to the book, and it was a marvelously written screenplay, because she didn't overwrite it like all great screenplays. It's a visual medium, so she writes what is needed and what's not needed.
The fact that it's a fantasy sort of liberates you to a different version of the Queen. Did you like that? Because there have been many versions of the Queen. But
yes.
If you could talk about that a little bit.
Well, I was doing Roald Dahl's version of the Queen, and the BFG and Little Ruby's version, and a child's view of the Queen too. So it wasn't. You were seeing the Queen in a very domestic situation, and also dealing with fantasy. I mean, she gets a dream come into her nose and then wakes up and has dreamt about giants. So it was partly fantasy, but to make it so that children can recognise it, she is the Queen of England, he's portraying. So he made her look like the Queen, but she says extraordinary things, and extraordinary things happen to her too. So... there was that. It was partly fantasy and partly reality, which is... I based her on the real Queen. You have to, otherwise it wouldn't have been... It wouldn't have worked. It's much better to have the real Queen say extraordinary things than for me to make up a pretend Queen and then say extraordinary things, because the two complement one another.
Can you talk about the difference between playing... a dramatic role in a more serious movie versus something in a fantasy or a sci-fi genre? I know you've done Doctor Who in the past.
I have.
Can you talk about what it's like working in a sci-fi or fantasy genre as opposed to...
I don't see any difference. You have to find a reality in what you're doing. If you don't believe what you're doing, then no one else will. And they won't believe the fantasy either. And when you're doing fantasy, and I haven't done very much, but I have done Doctor Who, you have to live in that world. But it's like anything. If you don't, if you go outside that world, or say, I'm not really, you know, this is all a bit of a joke, or this isn't real, then the magic goes out of the window. So you have to enter into the worlds you're living in and play it for all it's worth. So that's what I try and do with everything I do.
Thank you. Did the filmmakers have to get any kind of approval or permission or anything from Buckingham Palace? And do you expect to hear one way or another from
the Queen?
From the Queen or from office as to what they thought of your portrayal?
Well, I don't know whether I will. I might meet her later on this year, but I don't know whether they. I don't think they did ask permission because she's written. I'm doing exactly what the Queen does
mm-hmm.
in the book. And the book she hasn't raised any objection to. So, and I don't know whether she'll see it, but she has a lot of great grandchildren, and one or two of them might. You never know, and she wouldn't say anyhow. She'd never make any remark about or make any statement about anything. That's why she's still the Queen.
I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about Spielberg transitioning back to more like fantasy kids films, because he's been away from that for a while. And this to me reminded me a lot of a movie I saw when I was a kid in the 1980s. So if you could speak a little bit on that.
I'm told that Steven had bought the BFG for his company, and he wasn't going to perhaps do it immediately, but then he read it again and thought, I will do this, because he has a lot of children. I mean, I think this question you're going to have to ask him more than me, because it pertains to him more than myself. But I think he has grandchildren now. And I think that Stephen's attitude to life is one where he's very fresh, and there's a part of him which actually enjoys being a child. He works terribly well with children. He has an imagination and a freshness of imagination, which is what makes him a real brilliant filmmaker. I don't see the difference myself. I know people say, you know, it was that film and that. It's a bit like saying, oh, he writes, you know, I'm often asked, do they write well for women?
Mm.
And I think, no, they write well for people, because the great filmmakers make films about all sorts of things. And great writers write very well for men and women. I find it rather difficult to see the difference myself. And because it means that one's not so well written, and actually that's not true on the whole. So with filmmaking, I think it's the same in my humble experience. And I've only done one film with Steven Spielberg, so I can't be an expert on him. I'm awfully sorry. You're going to have to ask him.
Would you please talk about how he directed you in that scene? Because it seems, talking about the inner child, that we can see the Queen as a child seeing this imaginary friend or this fantasy friend.
Yes.
Did you think about it, to look into your side kid or side child?
Wish I could say that I really did do all that, but I didn't. I read the book, and I read the book to my daughter, and I knew the book, and I knew, being English, I know that the Queen is she's such an iconic figure, because she stands for all sorts of things, and she's now, it's 90 this year, and she's been the only Queen I've ever known as a person, and so Roald Dahl puts into her mouth this, so I have to believe that while I'm doing it, that's the Queen I'm playing, and those are the things she believes. I don't go into any psychological thing about it. It's very clear to me that I have to make the jump to make other people believe what I'm doing. So I do it, and I think in the moment I am the Queen doing those things. But I don't walk away being the queen all day. I'm not one of those actresses. I just, when I finished work, I go back to being just, you know, plain old me.
But in that scene, you're amazed like a kid. You're like, oh, you look like a girl in that scene.
Yes, I think she does, because she gets taken up with this extraordinary thing that's happened and meeting this giant, and she goes into that little girl's world. I think she does. She believes it.
You mentioned the tempo of the filming because you had a child actress, but other than that, how would you describe the actress playing Sophie?
She's
as a
wonderful.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful little actress, and takes direction very well, and and listens, and her father's an actor, and so she's been around actors, but she's never been. She's just had a very straightforward life. She hasn't come out of an acting school or anything. She just has a very. Her mother works for the National. I think her mother works for the National Health in some capacity. And they live up north. They're not sort of. She didn't go to stage school. She goes to a perfectly ordinary primary school, and consequently, she's very. And Stephen is remarkable with young people, because he keeps it interesting and keeps their attention. Because, you know, when you're 9, your attention wanders a bit. I mean, you can be interested for a bit and then it's boring, especially repetition. It is so boring. I mean, when you get older, you sort of try and get it better, but when you're a child, it's just boring, constant repetition. So that's why Stephen, working so quickly, gets the immediate and it keeps it.
Now, thanks to technology, actors can do anything. You can be a dragon, you can be a giant. Is there something in particular that you would like to portray on the big screen that maybe was impossible before?
What a question. I'd never even thought of it. I can't think of anything to say to that. No, I sound so boring to say no. But if people ask me, I'll have a go at pretty well everything.
You did do Shaun of the Dead, so...
Yes, I played a zombie. And I played a zombie, well, a mother who then gets bitten and becomes a zombie, and I had to have special lenses. I mean, I must say, my street cred with my daughter, who was of an age when that sort of thing mattered, went... You know, I'd been doing Harold Pinter and, you know, the classics, and that was not interesting. But playing Shaun's mother in Shaun of the Dead really was the high spot. And I had a number of young people who said, could I possibly go out to dinner with them with my lenses in? So I looked. I said, no, actually, I'm not going to do that.
Has that been the most unusual request from a fan?
No, I've had some very strange. I've had some very strange requests from people in my time. Would I dress up as a cat and be whipped and all sorts of
what
things?
What was that title?
Well, that was for Dick Whittington. It was a pity I wasn't in pantomime. Pantomime is a strange thing, but it's something that happens at Christmas, and people get. And this man obviously had a fantasy about pantomime and also a fantasy about me. This was some time ago. It hasn't happened for a bit, which is rather sad.
I just have to ask, will there be another Best Exotic Marigold Hotel?
Well, I don't know. I doubt it. It's quite hot out there. And for work. And but, I mean, it would be lovely if it did, but I don't know. I really don't know. You never know, though.
Never know.
I mean, it is a the last two people have enjoyed them, so you never know what's going to be around the corner. If there was, I hope they'd ask me back, but I've behaved so badly. I've been such a pain in the neck that I doubt whether I'll be in it.
But you were perfect.
Thank you. Poor woman, she was having a nervous breakdown, I think.
It's been so many years since Shaun of the Dead, and so many zombie, you know, TV shows and movies have come out, but people keep referring to Shaun of the Dead.
Yes.
Do you experience that as well?
I do a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, when you see it, it's on the television a lot at home.
Mm.
And when you see it, you sort of... It was very clever. It was a very clever movie. They asked me to do it, and I said no, because I couldn't understand it when I read it. I could not understand what they were talking about, because they were all things, unless you visually saw it, like when they were throwing the record, you know. But if you just saw it on the page, it, you know, it was beyond me. And so I said no, and then they said, oh, please, could they? Would I go and they'd explain it to me? So I went, and we sat around the table, and they explained it to me, and I didn't understand a word either. But they were so nice, and Edgar was so clever, and the boys were so nice. I said, oh, well, I'll do it anyhow, because it'll be a laugh. And indeed, it was a laugh. Rather hard work, but there you go.
Last question?
How about the practicality? You said, obviously, between the sets, but interacting with Mark as the BFG in terms of the eye line and sort
well,
of
that
getting...
Well, that was actually not too difficult, because he was on a scaffold.
Okay.
And he was dressed not as the BFG, because they put around him. But we were able to interact with him as a real person quite easily.
Was that, I mean, and how easily was it to sort of put it aside? Because of his performance, there's the innocence of the BFG is what's impressive
yes.
in his performance. So was it easy to sort of put away all the scaffolding and all that sort of stuff and just get into it with him?
Well, yes, with that, yes. I mean, you have to, but you do that with everything.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you too.
Okay,
so we'll head on to the next
yes.
one.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah.